Coming up shortly, we will talk to the midday host, half of the midday duo, Jeff Phelps, concerning the Cleveland Browns and some Cleveland Cavaliers stuff, but mostly Cavs and previewing the 2019 schedule coming up with the Cavs. And looking at where we go from here, man. No LeBron, no problem. What's going on? Ty Lue, what we're going to do with that, what the starting lineups are going to look like, and what all we're going to do in 2019. We'll talk to him. He's all over that, and, you know, where you can find him at. You know, I just heard him doing an awesome job last night with the game. They did with Detroit. Lost the game last night, but you know, preseason. And without any further ado, we will get to the Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and go to Jeff Phelps. Mr. Phelps, thank you for joining the barbershop with G. Bush. How you doing today, man?
Been a long time since I've been in a barbershop. Just telling you, Garrett. Usually done with clippers in the bathroom these days.
Hey, you know, well, listen, we promise that we will preserve what hair you have. We have integrity, and we have professionals here, and we will get it done.
Thank you very much.
Talking a little bit, you know, watch the game. And by the way, professional, solid, award-winning job as usual with the job you did last night with the Detroit Pistons game. I did watch. Going forward, 2019, we've been through this before. No LeBron. Looking forward to this season. What is the mood, the pulse of the Cavs organization right now? And what is the outlook going into the season? And what do you think, you know, the focus level is in specifically what they're doing and moving, looking to move forward to in 2019?
Garrett, I think it's kind of interesting because I think there are a bunch of words you can throw at what's going on right now. I think they're optimistic. I think they're cautious and maybe cautiously optimistic. And I think they're curious. And I say curious because, you know, I was writing down names yesterday. There are 14 guys that you pretty much know are going to make the team. And then there's one spot that might be open. And of those 14 guys, you kind of want them all to play. You know, I mean, you could make a case for playing time for all 14 of those guys. And they're not going to play 14 guys. In fact, Ty Lue, if he plays more than 9, it might be out of character. So I'm curious to see which guys of the 14 that you know are going to make the team don't play. And then I'm curious to see which guys start, which guys play big minutes off the bench, which guys play, you know, the 10 to 12 minutes a game. I have no feel for how they're going to do. And that's weird because I usually have a pretty good feel for it. And my prediction has been anywhere from 30, which would be disappointing, to 48, which would be surprising wins. And I feel bad that I'm so vague on it, but I really don't have a feel for it. If a number of guys step up, I think they could be close to 48 wins. But you're going to have to get some guys who have not done things before in their career to do things in their career. And that's a lot to ask.
You know, it's so funny that you say that because, you know, when – I was sitting here trying to gauge, and my dad was talking to me a little bit yesterday as we were sitting here watching the game. And he says, you know, what's your gut feeling on this team? And I sat there and I couldn't give him an answer. When you talk about the win total, who's going to start, who do you think is going to be the focal point in the offense besides Kevin Love? What type of, besides running up and down the floor and playing a more fast-paced style, what do you think the offense will look like? I couldn't give him many answers. And hearing you say that makes me feel better a little bit because you're so close to the team. When you look at, you know, some of the players and you look at the 2019 season moving forward, a lot of people started saying really early as LeBron left that this team would be, you know, out of the playoffs and maybe 10-11 in the Eastern Conference. And I looked at just the fact that they still had Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson and some of these guys on the roster. I thought that was a ridiculous statement. And I thought this team had way too much talent to even sniff that type of seed in the East. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm inclined to agree with you on that, Garrett. And everything tells me they should be competing for a playoff spot. And at shoot around yesterday, I asked Kyle Korver this question because I'd been thinking about it. And I said, correct me if I'm wrong on this. I said, but the last time you saw a team really, really do well in the East because they played team basketball was the 60-win team that Kyle played on in Atlanta. And that team had some players, but they didn't have LeBron, they didn't have Kyrie, they didn't have Joel Embiid, they didn't have that big name, you know, the guy you think is the superstar player. That team had Kyle Korver, Jeff Teague, Paul Millsap, Al Horford, and Damari Carroll played out the wazoo on that team, and he really hasn't done that since. And they played so well together. I mean, they played great team ball, and they won 60 games. And a bunch of guys made the All-Star team because Budenholzer was the coach, and he picked them, as he should have, and it rewards your guys. And Kyle said, yeah, that's what we're trying to do. And you can see it in everything that they do. I mean, the ball moves. The bodies move. And Dwayne Casey last night, the Pistons head coach, had a real interesting take on that. He was asked, what do you see when you've watched the Cavs in the last three, you know, in their three preseason games, when you've watched the game tape? And he said, I don't see number 23. And he said, that's the big difference. I don't see 23. And then he went on, and this was really good. He said, when you have 23, you have to play a certain style of ball. He said, there will be times when that ball doesn't move. And there will be times when he has the ball. And he said, and you want that. And he said, but what I see now is great ball movement, great body movement, a lot of different guys handling the ball, and a lot of different multiple pick and roll setups. And he said, they have all the elements here to be a good team. And I thought, well, that's really interesting because we've kind of thought some of that. And to hear the reigning coach of the year, who got fired after being coach of the year, say that, I thought was really interesting.
Talking to Jeff Phelps on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, one half of Baskin and Phelps on middays here on 92.3 The Fan. That kind of segues into some of the banter that was happening on national media this week. You look at the comments Kyrie Irving made. Some of the comments that Kevin Love made, I think some of the comments Kevin Love made were just the reality of playing with one of the greatest players ever to put a jersey on. You know, and it kind of ties into what Dwayne Casey said. You know, the reality of it is there are certain concessions made when playing with LeBron James.
And Garrett, you want those concessions. Let's not kid ourselves. You want those concessions. Because LeBron, as Kevin said, makes you compete for a championship every year. You have that guy, you're going to compete for a championship every year. So you want those concessions. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No. And that's exactly correct when you look at where he puts you in position to be at the end of every single year. And people in L.A. will figure that out as well. They will have growing pains in L.A. They may butt heads when Rondo and Lonzo Ball, and they'll do their thing. But at the end of the day, they'll be in position when playoff time comes, and they'll be glad you had 23 rather than not having them. In retrospect, and looking at what Kevin Love does, where do you see and what are you expecting as far as his game this year? I'm expecting to see sort of a renaissance, and I think we may get to a point of actually seeing. We all wanted to see, hey, Kevin Love, the old Kevin Love. Where's that Kevin Love? Do you think we'll see that Kevin Love starting a little bit this year?
You'll see a different version of it, and a better a better version. And I say that because of what Kevin has said. I talked to him right after media day, and I said, a lot of folks have said, all right, well, you guys are just going to get Minnesota Kevin Love. And I said, and some have meant it as a compliment, some haven't. And I said, well, what's Minnesota Kevin Love in your mind? And he said, a young guy who wasn't ready to lead. And I thought, wow, that's pretty good. And he said, I wasn't ready. He said, we didn't have a lot of veterans. I didn't have a lot of examples to learn from. And he said, and I had a ways to go. But I was being asked to be the number one option on a team, and I really didn't know how to lead. And think about it, Garrett. You know, he played 1 year at UCLA. As a rookie, he averaged like 11 points and then 14. I think it was his third year he popped out with like 20 points a game and then 26. So, you know, he's like 22, 23 years old and doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But he still had no idea, you know, how to lead a team. And he said, now I'm more mature. I understand it more. I've had examples. I mean, he's had examples in LeBron, in Channing Frye, you know, in some of the other veterans that, and he's just been around now. And I think you're going to see a difference in his game, too. There was a story this week, he did an interview with Brian Windhorst, and Brian asked him, what would you tell a free agent who might be thinking to sign with Los Angeles next year? And he said, you're going to have to learn to follow. And I thought, well, there's another great thing. That's really interesting. Kevin doesn't follow now. Kevin's leading. And as he said to Windhorst, he said, a lot of my inside game, I was asked to sacrifice that. And that's a key part of his game. One of the things he did wonderfully well in Minnesota was work out of the elbow at the free throw line.
Mm-hmm.
You never saw him there in the Cavs offense.
Never, because he was preoccupied.
There was like a two- or three-game stretch where they actually put him there, and it was amazing to see what happened. Because he shoots out of the stretch, he passes out of that elbow spot, and you're going to see that back in his game, and you'll still see 3-point shooting, but look for the inside stuff, look for him at the elbow, and then facilitating through that spot. But I mean, the ball is going to move, and bodies are going to move, and that's going to benefit Kevin, and Kevin's going to benefit his teammates because of it. I'm anxious to see. And I hate to say this, but, you know, you can't ignore it. If Kevin can stay on the floor for 75 to 80 games this year,
mm-hmm.
and stay healthy, I think he'll have a monster year. And remember, he's a 5-time All-Star. I mean, people forget that. The guy's made 5 All-Star teams.
Really quick, 30 seconds. What's your gut feeling about the playoffs? Do Cavs make the playoffs?
Yes.
Whatever.
And I'm not looking for them to be in the upper fourth of the or upper half of the bracket. I would think that they can compete for a playoff spot 5, 6, 7, 8.
I'll take it.
That's keeping my fingers crossed that the team ball concept works and that two to four guys elevate their game and do some things that they've not done before, maybe because they didn't have the chance to do it before.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff Phelps. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you on short notice coming on to the barbershop. Painless, right?
You got it, Garrett. You got it, buddy.
All right. Thank you very much. That was Jeff Phelps. All members come on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and that's where all people can be heard. All interviews are courtesy of that. 216-578-0092 @GBush91 on Twitter.